Let's take a moment to get comfortable. Maybe rocking in your seat. And let's have some full exhales. Notice the breath flowing into the body and flowing out of the body. You can close your eyes or lower your gaze, whichever helps you to bring your awareness inward. And let's direct our awareness to our feet. Just feeling the soles of the feet. Maybe pressing down into the earth, into the floor. Without changing anything, just bringing a curiosity and a kindness to the sensation of the feet. Let's even go just into the left big toe. So feeling your left big toe. What can you feel there? If you don't feel anything, if there's no sensation, that's totally fine. It's normal, in fact, that there's going to be areas of our bodies that we just don't sense. And in those cases, you can rest your awareness here, kind of invite your awareness into your left big toe and breathe there. And sometimes some sensation will wake up. Maybe we feel a little tingling. If you feel some temperature, a little bit cold, a little bit warm, maybe you can feel the big toe where it touches the next toe, or your sock or your shoe touching the skin, or just pressure down onto the floor. And then let's include the right big toe as well. So now also feeling the right big toe. I'm not trying to change anything, just noticing with curiosity, what can I feel in my right toe? Can I feel the skin? Can I feel the toenail? I even feel the bone inside. Just wondering. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. I'm expanding out to feel both feet. The bottoms of the feet, the tops of the feet, the sides. The skin, maybe the bones. Just opening to whatever sensation may be in the feet. And then let's bring the awareness up to include the ankles and the lower legs. So feeling the calf muscles. A lot of emotion can be stored in the calves. So you can notice if an emotion comes up or a memory comes up, you can bow to that emotion or memory. And then so gently invite the awareness back to the physical sensations. Feeling the skin all the way around the calves. And the bones. Maybe you can feel the tendons and ligaments. You don't need any biological, anatomical know-how. Just what are the sensations that you can detect? If there's tension and it wants to release, that's fine. You can watch it release and then feel the sensations afterwards. But really, the idea is bringing awareness to what's there without asking anything to change. And often it does change as we rest our awareness in it. So bringing the awareness up into the knees. The front of the knees, the sides of the knees, the backs of the knees. Lots of tendons and ligaments going through here. The bones, the cartilage. What sensation is in your knees right now? Moving up into the upper legs, the thighs. The skin going all the way around the thighs. Maybe you can feel your clothing resting on that skin. You feel the muscles, these big muscles in the thighs. Whatever emotions may arise, or stories that we have about our thighs, we can bow to those and then return to the physical sensations. Can you feel the big thigh bone, the femur, extending from the knee all the way into the hip? With curiosity and kindness, maybe even a little affection. Maybe some gratitude arises for these legs and feet that carry us through the world. Moving our awareness up into the hips and the whole pelvic bowl. What can you sense here? The pressure of our body is pressing down onto the seat. Is there tension or holding anywhere? You can just feel that. Whatever is here, we are meeting it with non-judgment and compassion. Moving up into the lower back. What sensation can you detect in the lower back? The sides of the lower torso. wrapping around to the belly. It's often also holding in the belly. So if you have holding there, that's totally fine. That's normal. You can just feel that. And if it shifts, you can feel how it shifts. You're just noticing. Noticing with this attitude of a grandmother awareness. Like a grandmother noticing her grandchildren, her grandchild. Total acceptance. I'm feeling all the organs in the belly. The interior of the torso. Can you detect any sensation in there? And then moving up the spine, sensing the spine. And the upper back, middle back. Sides of the torso around to the chest. Sensing into the lungs and the heart. And sending the awareness into the shoulders, collarbones, shoulder blades, the tops of the shoulders. What sensation is there? Can you meet it with an attitude of acceptance? Letting the awareness run down the arms, feel the upper arms. Skin, the muscles, and the bones. The elbow joint, and down into the forearms. What can you sense in your forearms? And into the hands. Feeling both hands. Feeling whatever they're touching. Back of the hand. The palm. The fingers. From where the fingers meet the hand, all the way through the joints to the very tips of the fingers. Feeling the whole arm, fingertip all the way up to the shoulder. I'm feeling the neck. Back of the neck, the sides, the front, the throat. What can you sense in your throat? Up into the jaw. Just sensing. not trying to change anything. We're exploring in the spirit of curiosity and kindness. Teeth, the tongue, the whole mouth. What can you feel? Up into the cheekbones. The nose. The eyes. The muscles all around the eyes. Can you sense where the optic nerve connects to the eyeball? How about the spaces inside the sinuses? Maybe you can sense something, maybe not, just resting the awareness. Inside the face. And then out to the ears. All the little muscles around the ears. The outer ear. The ear canal. Even the inner ear. Moving the awareness to the brain. Can you sense the brain? And the cranium. And the scalp. The brow. What's happening with your brow? What do you sense there? The whole head, back of the head, the top and sides, and the hair. Can you feel your hair? Now let's sweep the awareness out to include the whole body. The head and neck, shoulders and arms, the whole back, sides and front of the torso, all the organs, the hips and pelvic bowl, the legs, all the way down to the feet. Can you feel the aliveness of the body? Maybe there's buzzing or vibrating or heat. Let's take a few breaths. To offer some gratitude to this physical form, this vessel, this portal to wisdom, this constant companion, our lifelong consort. Breathing an attitude of kindness and non-judgment to the body. I offer this poem by Nayiro Ahid. And I said to my body softly, I want to be your friend. It took a long breath and replied, I have been waiting my whole life for this. And I said to my body softly, I want to be your friend. It took a long breath and replied, I have been waiting my whole life for this. Resting in the breath, in the body. As we come to the end of this meditation, you can scan through the body and see what wants to move. Maybe a shifting of weight, maybe wiggling of the fingers or toes. Maybe arching or stretching the spine. Maybe a twist. What feels good to you right now, to this sweet body of yours? When you're ready to take in light, you can open the eyes and look around the space that you're in. We have a full stretch. Thank you. Thank you for practicing mindfulness of the body. Okay, we're going to transition into our drawing, which will also be grounded in the body. I'm going to start the overhead cam. Okay, so today I'm gonna draw with colored pencils. You are welcome to use any material. You could use regular pencils, colored pencils, oil pastels, chalk pastels, markers, anything. It can be nice to have color for this one, but it's really up to you. Whatever you have handy is probably great. Okay, so we're going to start with the same practice that we did last week of tracing the breath. So you can pick whatever color is drawing you right now. And we'll just kind of, as a warm up, return to this practice of, first of all, notice the sensation of holding whatever your utensil is, the sensation of this utensil. And you can also touch the paper. Notice those sensations and notice if there's a scent. Often art supplies have a scent. And then we're tracing the breath. So we'll make a kind of a sine wave. At the inhale, we go up. And then As we exhale, the line goes down. Maybe there's a pause at the bottom. And back up with the inhale. And down with the exhale. So we're finding a way to connect our, the awareness of the breath, the experience of the breath and the body with drawing. So we're connecting the drawing utensil with the experience of breathing. So really try to let the breath lead the mark making. It could be very irregular. It could be very regular. You can notice if there's tension or holding. Usually we can let go a little bit of the utensil. We can often also soften the shoulders and the face. Feeling the utensil as it moves across the page. And let it be a kind of a relief. Okay. If that's really resonating for you, you can stay with tracing the breath. Or I'm going to change colors. You can change colors whenever you like. And we're going to scan through the body and find a sensation. Maybe you could, let's see what sensation we can feel right now. Let's study the sensation of our weight resting down on the seat. So I'm gonna feel into that. It's, I think, very helpful to close your eyes while you're doing this. You don't actually need to look at the drawing. Feel the sensation of your butt pressing down on the seat and begin to draw that shape. So I'm going to kind of shade mine in, and I'm going to use the pencil as a way of tracing the shape. If I can really sense, generally putting a clock face around the contact point where the butt is pressing down on the cushion. And starting at the 12 o'clock and then working my way around to feel the sensation pressing down. What is the shape of that sensation? Let the breath continue to flow. Usually you can slow the pencil down, and that helps to slow the awareness down. And when you work all the way around, so you've made it around the perimeter of the shape of that sensation, you can start to move into the interior. You can change colors if you like, especially if that helps you to express the sensation. Where within that shape, where is the strongest sensation? Or you can keep your eyes closed, or you can have your gaze really soft so you can sort of see what you're doing on the page. But most of your awareness is in the body, really studying this sensation. Is the sensation changing? If so, you can shift the drawing. You can change colors, you can change the kinds of marks that you're making. Is there a texture to this sensation? Is there more information that you can find within the sensation? Okay, you can stay with this, or you can move to another part of the body, another sensation that you're feeling right now. Maybe it could be something pleasurable or something not pleasurable or something neutral. Scan through the body. What else are you feeling? It could be on the surface, the way this one was that we just did, or it could be internal. It could be inside the knee, inside the belly, inside the chest. And another sensation that's accessible to you. And then you can do this on a new piece of paper or on the same one. I'm going to keep working on the same. Feel into the sensation of the body and use the drawing as a way of anchoring your awareness there. Notice the sensation of holding the utensil. Maybe you can hear the utensil moving on the paper. What color is the sensation or this aspect of the sensation that you're noticing right now? What texture is it? Does it have a quality of movement? There's often movement in the sensations in our bodies. So you can notice, is it radiating? Is it slowly migrating? Is it tingling? And how can you record that in your drawing? Noticing if there's holding in the body. If you can just a little bit release the grip on the utensil, the drawing utensil. How has the sensation shifted? If you can soften your brow, release your face. Notice any emotions that may be arising, any stories. Let's see if you can notice them with a sense of acceptance. Eating the whole experience with kindness. The sensation that we're depicting. The drawing that we're making. The feelings that we have about those things and the thoughts that we have about those. As we approach the end of our drawing time, let's take the last few minutes to open up the awareness. You can stay with the area that you're with if you're really feeling it. Or you can open up the experience to just be drawing. You can keep a connection with the body. Keep a connection with the breath. Some portion of your awareness there, but let the drawing just wander where it will. Maybe there can be a sense of play, of enjoying. And let the marks that you've made respond to each other. Notice the breath. Feel the feet. Do you still have feet? Okay, if you'd like to keep drawing, please do so.